Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 576 up 8. March, 577 and a half up 8 and 3 quarters. Soft December wheat, 492 up 6 and a quarter. March, 502 and 3 quarters up 5 and 3 quarters. December corn, 328 and 3 quarters up 5 and a half. March, 342 up 5 and 3 quarters. May, 350 and a half up 5 and a half. July, 358 and a half up 5 and 3 quarters. November soybeans, 934 and 3 quarters up 22 and a half. January, 942 and a half up 22. Go out to July at 960 and 3 quarters up 19 and a half. October soybean meal, 318.30 up 10.30. December, 307.20 up 8.40. October soybean oil, 33.23 up 94. December also up 94 cents at 33.36. October live cattle, 162.60 up 20. October feeders, 239.47 and a half. They're down 140. And October lean hogs are 107.32 and a half, and they're up 172 and one half. Buy your tickets today for our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference. It's November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. In addition to our great marketing panels on corn, cash grain, and soybeans, we've got keynotes on crop insurance, including the ARC-PLC decision and farmland values. The cost is $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G.org. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Market has a little bit of giddy up on a Monday.
Yeah, we're seeing something new for a change. It's welcome for those who still have some catch-up grain marketing to look at. But, the wet weather, extremely wet going into the weekend and somewhat dry over the weekend, but as we look into this coming week here, there's some moisture around. Also, too, we saw some cold weather up in the northwest, and the crop growing season has come to an end in some of those areas. And also on the weather front, we're seeing coffee just go through the roof here this morning. Sugar sharply higher. Concerns about Northern Brazil, in particular, they've been dry, and the forecast continues to remain dry. So, weather-wise, in the southern hemisphere, the 2015 drought's on for that region at the present time. Then, lastly, the dollar's quite a bit lower in through here, and ideas might stimulate a little bit of export demand here at these lower price levels.
So, we're going to be a little bit off to a slow start in parts of Brazil for soybean planting.
Well, planting is going to be on pace. Planting is strong. Acreage is expected to be up 5%. As the market goes higher here, that's going to encourage additional acres in the southern hemisphere. The problem is if it germinates or what happens during the growing season. It's still awful early for the southern hemisphere yet.
I was also thinking that maybe there's a little short covering involved with Friday being a USDA reporting day.
Correct. Great observation. You must have been looking at the technical charts there. We went down, consolidated a little bit. We've seen the momentum indicators sort of turn up through here. So if one follows the charts and the technical trading programs, it's generating some buying interest on on this up moving through here. And as you mentioned, we have the monthly supply-demand report there Friday morning. So early ideas are we could see some buying here the first couple of days of the week and maybe stabilize and correct a little bit going into the report there Friday.
If there's a surprise, of course, trying to figure out what USDA will be doing in the surprise vein is often tough to do, but they've been giving us many surprises in the last several years on the October report. So I ask, if there is a surprise, what do you think it would be in?
Well, it'd probably be a bullish surprise, you know, if it would happen, whether it's acreage yield or demand. You know, everybody's brother's been bearish here for the last 2 months, and everybody's looking for the market to go lower. So if there'd be a surprise, it'd be a positive surprise. This could be an interesting report. You know, ideas are the harvest acres would be down some, but there's ideas that might not see this report, might not see that till after the first year on that. So there's a lot of moving parts. It's going to create a lot of ups and downs, and it's going to create a trading atmosphere where there's going to be opportunities to try to take a little out of the middle here for a while.
Based on what you just said, might we see some traders buying corn and selling beans this week?
Oh, that's going to be popular for the 2015 crop, particularly. Ideas next year's corn acres could be a little lower, bean acres could be a little higher. The southern hemisphere has favorable weather that 2015 has no upside potential whatsoever. It's kind of been the popular thought here over the last month or two. You know, as far as the old crop or the current crop we're in, there's been a lot of selling the corn puts and using that money to buy bean puts with the idea that corn's carving out a low end through here and the beans have a little bit more downside to them versus corn values, yes.
Dollar turned sharply higher on Friday. Is there more follow-through ahead?
Well, it's the trend's higher, and that trend's going to stay intact, you know, for a while. The thing is to sit back and see if the world export market reacts to that higher dollar. As a producer, I would not pay attention to it. That's a little bit of a concern if you are a commodity trader, yes, but as a producer, I think that kind of clouds judgment on marketing decisions. I think you need to focus on the point that we have a lot more supply on hand versus demand. That takes priority as a producer versus worrying about whether the dollar's going to go up or down.
And let's turn our attention then to the livestock sector. October feeders down 87.5, and they're 240.
It's one market that's so-called rocket to the moon.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like it. Looks like it.
It's probably going to correct here a little bit due to the fact that grains are a little firmer here today. But overall, livestock numbers, particularly the cattle complex, remain tight. You know, corn values stay where they are. You're going to see some expansion in demand for feeders. So it's just a matter of probably now correcting the overbought stash, but the overall trend remains higher. I don't believe you're going to see ribeyes on sale until next summer sometime, Dave.
Good thing we have big freezers then, huh?
I hope yours is full. I'll be over your house.
Come on by whenever you want, Kurt. Have a good day.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. The current tick in the marketplace, hard red winter December wheat, 574 up 6. Soft December is 489 and 3/4 up 4. December corn, 328 and a quarter up 5. March, 341 up 4 and 3/4. May, 349 and 3/4 up 4 and 3/4. And July, at 357 and 3/4 up 5. November soybeans, 931 and 3/4 up 19 and a half. January, a 939 and a quarter up 18 and 3/4. March, 947 and a half up 19 May, 953 and a half up 18 July, 958 and three quarters up 17 and a half. October soybean meal, 317.20 up 920. October soybean oil, 33.23 up 94. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.